Charlie. It turns out I had to push twice that time too. Okay, we are ready to go here.
Well, before I go on a bit about how my experiences as a guest professor in Germany may have had impact, certainly upon me, but may have had impact upon Evergreen, I want to go way back, Susan, and just establish a few things that I've been thinking about since our last conversation. And one of them is the significance of my having been born in 1932. It turned out to be the year with the lowest birth rate in the 20th century. And what that means is that there weren't all that many of us. And I think the same would hold true. I don't know when the birth rate started going down, whether it started right after the crash in 1929, but at any rate, the birth rate in 1932 was the lowest, and it remained fairly low through the next 4 or 5 years of the Depression. People didn't have the money to, you know, be thinking of having families and so forth. At any rate, and where that came home to me, I began to notice that whatever age I was the wrong age for advertising. That the ideal for how old you were supposed to be never hit me. And then when I started teaching and had some good articles in a book I was using about advertising, I began to realize why they had never targeted me. These people are smart. They use demographics. And I and the people of my generation or half generation, we were negligible. Why bother with us? Go for the people there. And so as I once griped to my son when he was about in his late 20s, I said, you know, whatever age I am is wrong. When I was 15 or 16, 17, you were supposed to be in your 30s and suave and still unmarried. And the dream was Sid Charisse dancing around in a penthouse doing ballet and her husband Tony Martin in a tuxedo holding a martini. That, you know, you were supposed to be like that. And the Cole Porter songs were aimed at. So I get to be 30. And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be 17 and be the leader of the laundromat. So I was griping to my son about this, and he looked at me and he said, yeah, but you never had any trouble getting a job, did you? And he was quite right.
Yeah.
So there weren't that many of us around. And then you add to that, Susan, the way in which a lot of people who might have wanted to become teachers were instead serving in World War II.
Yeah.
And some of them, yes, were able to come back, use GI Bill and start teaching. But it was as if there were an 8 to 10 year slice where the number of available people for college teaching and even for college administration was relatively low. And I know when I became at age, 36, the associate dean of the Oberlin College of Arts and Sciences. An older colleague said to me, said, you know, in the old days, you would have had to have been 10 years older.
Oh, for sure.
Before they would have looked at you for this kind of job.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's in that sort of context that there was, for so far as potential faculty members, there was a seller's market, you know. And you can get the idea. At Yale, when I entered...
Let's stop for a second.